Monday, August 1st. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, an interesting article out of Christian Headlines. They note that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has urged supporters once again to put on the full armor of God in the continued battle against the political left. Now, back in February, he made very similar comments when he gave a speech to the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. Harry, going to Ephesians 6 and taking those verses and applying them against your political opponents, is that ever proper?
So, Tom, in light of your question, I would be reticent to call my opponents the kingdom of darkness. I have no reticence in identifying policies that are anti-biblical, i.e. abortion. It is an issue of life and death, and it is the Lord who gives life and the Lord who takes away life. There are issues that are addressed and policies that are proposed that I believe can be labeled for what they are in terms of the doctrine of demons. But having said that, I would refrain from drawing the kingdom of God in terms of political allegiances. When DeSantis says this, people would say, well, Harry, he is mixing religion and politics. And my answer is, we mix religion and politics in that our relationship with Christ, that's what religion is, a sacred relationship with the Almighty. It's either a man-made religion or a biblical religion, where God's word is our rule for faith and life. We don't carve out politics and say our Christianity is not applied there. On the contrary, the way we conduct ourselves as Christians in the political realm is a testimony of our Christian faith, just as it is when we go to work. Our citizenship in the kingdom of God sends us into the citizenship responsibilities of the kingdoms of this world. As we bring the kingdom of God as ambassadors for Christ, with thoughtful, persuasive, godly, Christ-honoring positions and communication. My engagement in the world of politics is under the lordship of Christ like anything and everything. That means if I'm being faithful for Christ, no matter where it is, the kingdom of darkness is going to attack. You're going to get an adversarial pushback. Therefore, I believe the quotes from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 19 that DeSantis gives are appropriate. What's inappropriate is to identify the Republican Party as the kingdom of God. So how do you defend yourself? I don't defend myself politically. I defend myself spiritually, because what I believe is that we are constantly in a spiritual war. There are multiple battlefields. I'm in a spiritual war for my family, for my testimony, for my ministry, for my communication of public policy in the public square. I believe that there will constantly be pushback. You will meet the adversary. Satan is a murderer. Thus, elective abortions actually are an extension of the kingdom of darkness. I have no problem saying those policies are evil. Giving a governmental death warrant so that people can go on a search and destroy. And I am fully aware the Democratic Party embraces that by policy. I am fully aware that the Republican Party has a policy against it. And while I am grateful for that, I don't identify the Republican Party as the kingdom of God, and I don't identify the Democratic Party as the kingdom of darkness. I identify those policies as such, and I need to stand against them. I expect to be attacked, and I expect any Christian to be attacked if they attempt to have integrity, consistency in bringing the testimony of Christ into any sphere of life. Therefore, I expect to have to use the armor of God to live life for Christ in every sphere of life. What I don't do is identify any institution of this world other than Christ's church as the kingdom of God. If you're going to stand for the sanctity of life, for the sanctity of gender, sexuality, marriage, family, then I expect you are going to be attacked, and therefore the full armor of God is to be embraced at moments like that.
Well, Harry, let me take you to the other side of the coin. A couple of weeks ago, Vice President Kamala Harris
drew criticism after she claimed a person can support abortion without abandoning their faith or beliefs. Harris made the claim during the NAACP's national convention in Atlantic City. Quote, "It's important to note that to support a woman's ability, not her government, but her, to make that decision does not require anyone to abandon their faith or their beliefs," Harris said.
It's no accident in the Bible that when Satan's temptation comes into the garden and Adam and Eve fall into sin, that's what we call original sin. It is the origin of all sin, because from that sin comes our sin nature. The next thing you see is murder in Genesis 4. When Cain rises up, because Abel's worship was acceptable to God and his was not, he acted in premeditated murder upon Abel, and the blood of the innocent cried out to the Lord. It all began with the temptation. What was the temptation? Satan's deception, Satan's lies, and Satan's attempt to make sin appealing. If you disobey God, then you will be like God. Well, all Adam and Eve had to say was, well, we already are. We're made in the image of God. But the real call was, you can be God. You can take God's place. And that's constantly at the root of all of our sins and at the root of our sin nature. When I hear someone speak that way, I label that statement, not the individual, I label that statement as born out of the pit of hell and the doctrine of demons. You can murder a child and it's okay to murder that child in the womb. There is no way that you can convince me if the child had been taken home and the day the child got home and the parents has parental remorse, we wouldn't okay the taking of that life. That's what we call infanticide. At least, hopefully at this point, we wouldn't do that. But why can you do it just because the location has changed in the last 48 hours? Your world and life view either calls you to protect and promote life, or that you can take life if it's inconvenient. So when I hear that, that's where you put on the full armor of God. You take up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. You wield it in the power of prayer through life, and you call that out for what it is. But your focus is on the statement. The individual, you put them in the hands of the Lord. Lord, please deal with our vice president in such a deceptive statement and expose the statement for what it is. What we need is a vice president who says, life is sacred. Now, let's protect and promote life to the best of our ability. I think it's fine for Christians to be involved in political parties. And I think it's appropriate that you come as an ambassador of the kingdom of God. I think you need to realize that if you speak truth, even in love, gentleness, but with courage and consistency, you can expect to be attacked. What should you do? You do what DeSantis said. You put on, as a believer, the full armor of God. What you don't do is identify any of these institutions as the kingdom of God. No, the kingdom of God is brought into this world through his church, which is the embassy of the kingdom, and it equips us to bring the testimony of the king into every sphere of life, bring Christ to that sphere, and that's how you extend the kingdom of God. And it's right to do that in a political party. It's right to do that in the public square when you bring public theology to bear upon public policy, and you can't expect to be pushed back. So as a Christian, in any sphere, including this sphere of life, you put on the full armor of God and stand firm for Christ. It must always be remembered, spiritual warfare is not a segment of the Christian life. It is the Christian life. But praise God, the war has been won. Yet the battles are real, and they show up in every arena of life. Therefore, as soldiers of Christ, putting on the full armor of God, we advance the kingdom of God, seeking to be faithful and by God's grace fruitful.
If the believer embraces the Bible as the Word of God, then we must recognize the reality of spiritual warfare and get prepared for battle. Harry Reeder has put together 15 sermons in this series on spiritual warfare. To order your copy of this series, go to briarwood.org/spiritual warfare. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today and perspective.